Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. Infertility can be so cruel. You know what you want in the world more than anything else, but for some reason, it's not happening. Why is that? How come everyone else gets a baby so much more easier than us? Is there something we're doing that is holding us back from creating the thing you want most in the world? In this week's episode, we're going to take a step back and look at some of the principles and psychology behind creating the things you want in your life. And perhaps you may identify maybe an area where you're holding yourself back, a block that you may be having that's stopping you bring that baby into your world. So let's dive in and explore that together. Remember to subscribe to the podcast to get weekly updates. And if you enjoy it, please do rate it. It helps other people find the podcast and share the love. Loving you. You create the things you want in life? How do you achieve your goals or aspirations? Well, the first thing is to say that it's really helpful to have a goal or an aspiration. Because if we don't, often our unconscious mind takes us on a journey that maybe we don't want to go on. So it's about having a goal, but how do we achieve that goal? The first thing I want to say about a goal or aspiration, whether it's having a baby or a new career or the promotion, is actually there's a thing called toxic goals. There's a friend and mentor of mine, Jamie Smart, came up with this term, toxic goals. And what he meant by that was when we have a goal and aspiration, but unconsciously or without knowing it, like I say, it's unconsciously, we're trying to get something from it other than the it itself. As in, we're saying, I'll be happy when, or I'll be happy if. We're putting some psychological well-being is linked and dependent to that goal. And that's when the goal becomes toxic, because the fear of it not happening kicks in, the pressure to achieve it kicks in. It becomes a bigger thing than achieving the thing for the sake of it, because it's something we want to do, we feel inspired to do. It almost becomes part of our survival. Part of our brain thinks our survival, our okayness, our well-being, our acceptability, our lovability is dependent on achieving that goal. So it becomes a much bigger thing psychologically. There's a lot of pressure to create it. And there's a fear of not creating it. And no one performs their best under any amount of pressure. So you need to be careful that goals don't become toxic goals. So how do we stop it becoming a toxic goal? How do we turn it from a toxic goal into a goal that actually moves us forward towards it? Because there's an energy behind life that wants to help us create the things we want in life. It's often not the things we think it is. And let me just unpack that a little bit. So if we have a goal, whether it's to have a baby or get the promotion or have a new job, it's thinking about what's behind that. What's the feeling you get having created that? Can you imagine having the baby, having the family you want, having the new job you want? How does that feel? What does that give you? Who would you be in that new world? And it's being to explore that sense of self, who it is you'll become, who it is you think you are, what you believe in yourself, that maybe don't fully believe now. How would each day feel different? And that's what we're really seeking. There's nothing wrong wanting to have the baby, the car, the goal, the job, whatever it may be. But what we're really seeking is that sense of maybe peace, security, well-being, fulfillment, whatever it is, psychologically, that unconsciously we're trying to create through that goal. And that's a place to come from. The more you come from that place, we create that goal with far greater ease and well-being. Often my clients, I use a kind of analogy or demonstration with my hands. You can't see my hands, but imagine we've got two hands. Imagine in one hand you had the goal It's great to have a goal. There's nothing wrong wanting to create anything in our lives. But the other hand, it's recognizing we're okay in this moment. We are complete. We are safe. We are lovable. We are worthy. Everything we think we're going to create through that goal, psychologically, we actually have now. Maybe we don't realize it because those things are often masked by insecure, fearful thinking. But below that noise of thought is an us that knows we're okay. Is an us that doesn't crave for anything really. It's complete in this moment. But it's an us that is creative, that wants to develop and grow and achieve and do things. It's like being a toddler. A toddler just psychologically knows it's okay in the moment. As long as it's fed and watered, you know, the toddlers just are, well, just present most of the time. But they have an amazing ability to create things, create experiences, to learn to walk, learn to talk. That's our human nature. So I think it's having two hands. One hand is knowing we're complete in this moment. The other hand is having that aspiration, that goal, but it means we hold it more lightly. It means we know we're okay whether we achieve it or not. It becomes a desire rather than a psychological need. So what stops us having that perspective? Well, it is a fear of not being okay. It is our habitual thinking that for some reason thinks we need to do something, create something, achieve something to feel okay on the inside. And that often comes from childhood. It's the old stories we pick up along the way. We're not born that way. No one's born with that kind of thinking we need to do something in this physical world to feel okay on the inside. It's something we learn through childhood, through our childhood experiences. And even though we're no longer those kids in that situation, the thinking we often pick up through those experiences becomes a thought habit. That part of our thinking that starts that, part of our brain that starts that thinking, just continues out of habit, thinking we still need it. So I'll give you an example in my life. You know, so my mum was very strict. She, you know, became an alcoholic, and she was a very strict kind of teacher, and it was like living with a strict teacher. And as a little child, because I wasn't consciously aware of this, but looking back, I can see how when she was angry at me, when I disappointed her, I didn't behave in the way that she wanted or expected, or that I didn't feel loved. And there's often a kind of constant trying to make sure I was okay in her eyes and not upset her. So what I learned unconsciously was I'm okay if she thinks I'm okay. I'm okay if I do the right thing, behave in the right way. So unconsciously, I felt my lovability, my acceptability, my position in the pack was dependent on behaving in the certain way. And that continued as an adult, became a people pleaser. So unconsciously, I was worried what my mum thought of me, whether she thought good of me, whether she was pleased with me. I thought my lovability in the mammalian part of our brain thinks our survival is dependent on being an accepted member of the tribe. But then it became my teachers, my friends, my employers. It becomes a generic way of looking at myself and life. Because unconsciously, what I learned was that's how life works. And even though no longer that child in that situation, I was still having that part of my brain thinks my survival is dependent on people thinking good of me. I'm okay if they think good of me. So my hopes, dreams, desires in any given moment went out the window. That was irrelevant. It was more, what do I need to do to make sure they think good of me? I became what I call outside in. And two things happen that way. Often you lose sight of what your goals really are, what you really want, because we've lost that connection to our soul that knows what we want. We don't allow ourselves to have those desires. We think we're not worthy or don't deserve it, or it's not okay, it's frivolous. But also the fear of not being okay, overrides the passion, desire and creativity and all our innate resources. Allow us to create those things with far greater ease and well-being. So the more you know you're okay, that one hand that knows you're complete in this moment, that's how you came into the world. the more you live from that place as if you've got those things you want. You live from a place of being complete, being worthy, being successful, being an innate human being that just knows you're accepted, you're loved, and you're as worthy as everyone else in this world. Then on the other hand, you have the aspiration. We're creative beings. We like to grow. We like to develop. We like to create things, create new experiences. That's just in our nature. But we can do it from a place of just wanting to do it because we feel inspired to do it. We don't need to do it. We feel inspired to do it. I know on our fertility journey, when I found that space, it was just quite alien concept to me that I could begin to imagine having children, but also imagine having a just as fulfilled life without children. That was such an alien concept to me. But I could begin to see it. And then suddenly, the pressure was off. Suddenly I could see lots of opportunities open up. One that may or may not involve children. We still went to the clinic, we still explored it. But suddenly it wasn't the most important thing in our life. I know that can be an alien concept for a lot of people. You can't imagine being there, can't imagine that way of seeing it. But that place does really exist, where you know you're okay whatever happens. And the more we allow ourselves to be in this moment, allow ourselves to explore the possibility that actually your experience is coming from thought, not from circumstances. The more we allow ourselves to find ways of letting go of our old stories, I guess it starts with brutal of honesty that we have old stories. I think looking back on my journey, yeah, I can really see that I had to start with brutal honesty that I didn't feel loved. I wasn't truly happy in life, even though I worked so hard for so many years, for decades of trying to make sure I was okay, I was happy, I was secure. I did feel loved. I had to truly accept I didn't truly feel that. And for that brutal acceptance, I got help. I got myself a therapist, a coach, and did my own kind of Project U journey. I wouldn't have called it that back then, but when I found my own sense of peace. And the more we say focus on Project U, Project Baby takes more care of itself. So my wish for you is for you to know that hand that knows you're complete, you're worthy, you're lovable for who you are in this moment. It's nothing to do to earn that, to prove that. You're part of this energy behind life that is loving and creative. You're made of it, you're part of it. If that energy was the ocean, you're made of water. My wish is for you is you begin to see that, sense that, feel that, and begin to allow yourself to live life from that space. Allow yourself to create the things you want in your life with far greater ease and well-being.